MSNBC's Phil Yuzi suggests civil consequences for Boebert, FNC's Carlson over CEO shooter. By Pam Key on November 21, 2022. MSNBC national security analyst Frank Phil Yuzi said Monday on Deadline that Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, and Fox News host Tucker Carlson may face civil lawsuits from the victims of Saturday's shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs, Colorado, if it is discovered the shooter is a consumer of Fox News or the congresswoman. Phil Yuzi said, "It is it about instilling fear. And the correct response for the rest of us is to step up and push back right at them. So it's hatred. It's clinging to weapons. It's ignorance of the other, demonizing the other. We said this over and over again. But strategically, what appears to be happening is they want to deny people the safe haven and safe harbor. Whether we're talking about kids in school feeling unsafe because of guns. Black churches feeling like they are going to get shot up. Like at a Bible study that's happened in South Carolina. Whether it's synagogues, whether it's the gay club on a weekend night. There seems to be a concerted effort to not only instill fear but deny the safe places." He continued, "We need to see accountability and consequences. So first, a real quick hate crime charge here on top of the homicide charges. I applaud that. That tells me prosecutors and police, they found quickly what they needed. That means they know this was a bias crime. This is likely since we've heard reports that the subject isn't cooperative with police. That means they likely found clearly and convincing evidence on his devices. If he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson. Let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it, and shame it. He is a consumer of these people, and those people should face civil consequences from the victims." Phil Yuzi added, "The other thing they want to deny is not only the safe harbor but the way we resolve this. By that, I mean you asked earlier how do we put a stop to hate. One of the things you would normally do is teach young children in school, here's what race is about. Here's what these other people over here, who may seem different to you, they have a different orientation. But increasingly, states are saying, no, no, no. You can't talk about race, say the word gay or teach anything in school." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.